Chapter 1. Stop wasting your life on things you can't control. If you're struggling to change your life, achieve your goals, or just feel a little happier, I need you to hear this. The problem isn't you. The problem is the power you unknowingly give to other people. We all do it, often without realizing it. You make the mistake of thinking that if you just say the right thing, then everyone will be satisfied. If you bend over backwards, maybe your spouse won't be so disappointed all the time. If you're friendly enough at work, maybe your coworkers will like you more. And if you keep the peace, maybe your family, they'll stop judging you. I know this because I've lived it. I've spent years trying to be everything for everyone else and thinking that if I could just do enough or say the right things and keep everyone happy, I'd finally feel good about myself. But what happens instead? Oh my gosh, you only work harder, you bend further, you shrink yourself smaller, and still someone's disappointed, still someone criticizes, still you're the one that's left feeling like no matter how hard you try, it's never enough. It doesn't have to be this way. I'm here to help you take your power back and stop wasting your time and your energy and your happiness trying to control things you can't control, like other people's opinions, moods, or actions. And instead, focus on the one thing you can control, you. And you want to know the remarkable thing? When you stop managing everyone else, you'll realize you have a lot more power than you thought. You've just unknowingly been giving it away. Let me introduce you to the simplest and most life-changing idea I have ever discovered. I call it the Let Them Theory. What is the Let Them Theory? The Let Them Theory is about freedom. Two simple words, let them, will free you from the burden of trying to manage other people. And when you stop obsessing over what other people think, say, or do, you finally have the energy to focus on your own life. You stop reacting and you start living. Instead of driving yourself crazy trying to manage or please everyone else, you're just going to learn to let them. So what does this look like? Well, imagine you're at work and your colleague is in a bad mood. Instead of letting their negativity affect you, just say, let them. Let them be grumpy. It's not your problem, so don't make it your problem. Just focus on your work and how you feel. Or maybe your dad makes yet another comment about your life choices, and it, hits you like a brick. Instead of letting it ruin your day, just say, let him. Let him have his opinions. They don't have to change who you are, or what you've accomplished, or your right to make decisions that make you happy. The truth is, other people hold no real power over you unless you give it to them. Here's why this works. When you stop trying to control things that aren't yours to control, you stop wasting your energy and you reclaim your time and your peace of mind and your focus. And you realize that your happiness is actually tied to your actions, not to someone else's behavior, opinions, or mood. Now, it sounds simple, and it is, but I am telling you, this one shift will change absolutely everything. And even though it's called Let Them, this is about you, your time, and your energy, because these are the most important and precious resources that you have. Where you spend your time and energy determines your experience of life. And the Let Them Theory will teach you that the more you let other people live their lives, the better your life gets. And the more you let people be who they are, or feel what they feel, or think what they think, the better your relationships will be. Learning how to let adults be adults has changed my life, and it will change yours too. Because when you finally stop giving your power to other people, you'll see how much power you truly have. But perhaps the most surprising thing about the Let Them Theory is how I discovered it in the first place. I mean, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you the story. I discovered this thing that changed my entire approach to life at a high school prom. Now, there's a sentence I never thought I'd say. I don't know what it is about proms, but oh my gosh, are they stressful. And I had already gone through four of them with our two daughters, so I figured when our son Oakley's turn was up, this was going to be a breeze. Holy cow, was I wrong. Our daughters had obsessed about every single detail for months. It was so annoying. The dresses, the dates, the promposals, the hairstyles, the spray tans, the makeup, the corsages, bus rentals, post-prom parties. It was like never ending. I was so happy when their proms were finally over. Now, our son, on the other hand, he wasn't even sure he and his friends were going to be going. And despite me trying to figure this out, he communicated nada with me. And if you have a son or a brother or a boyfriend, I'm sure you're like, that sounds about right. And then, of course, what happens the week of prom? Oh, well, suddenly Oakley decides he wants to go. And I've got 48 hours to figure out the tuxedo and the specific sneakers he wants to wear and the logistics. And then all of a sudden, 24 hours before the thing, he's got a date. I mean, these were things our daughters agonized over for months. When the prom finally arrived, miraculously, I have no idea how we pulled this off. We had the tux, the tennis shoes. He had his date. I knew the location of the pre-prom photos. It was all figured out. And somewhere along the way, I had been talked into hosting the post-prom party, but that's a different story. So here we are. We're racing out the door, and my husband, Chris, grabs Oak and reaches out to fix his bow tie just one last time. And our daughter, Kendall, just happened to be home from college, and she took one look at her brother and said, "Oh, you look so good, Oak." And I just stood there and took in the moment. I mean, what a handsome young man he had grown into. I couldn't believe how fast 18 years had just flown by. I also couldn't believe that Kendall was almost done with college, and our oldest daughter, Sawyer, she'd already graduated. She's now working like a big job at a large tech company in Boston. Where did the time go? And as I stood there in the kitchen, I allowed this fact to wash over me. Time was passing, and I wished it would slow down. That's the cruel fact about time, right? It's going to keep passing, whether you and I slow down or not. And the time that you have with the people that you love, it's like a melting ice cube. 1 minute, it's there. The next, it's gone. And you and I, we can't stop the ice cube from melting. The only thing that we can do is make the most of the time that we have with the people that we love while we still have it. And in moments like this, when I really just stop and pause, I don't know about you, but I always kind of feel a little sad. I feel like I'm just racing through life. And I don't often allow myself to just truly enjoy it, you know? I get myself so worked up about this stupid stuff that doesn't matter that I just ruin these brief moments that I have with the people that I love. And do I really need to get so stressed out about this last minute scramble and take it all out on Oakley? No. I'm sure you can relate, even if you don't have a kid that's going to the prom. Maybe you've let comments from your family ruin an entire holiday together. You get so consumed with work or with your school that you cancel yet another plan with your friends. You and I can waste years of our lives being distracted by just meaningless things or late nights at work because it's so easy to get so stressed out about life that you forget the entire point is to live it. So as I stood there in the kitchen watching Chris fix Oakley's bow tie, I just tried to take it all in. I took a deep breath and I walked up to Oak and I gave him a really big hug. And then I looked at him and I said, "You look so handsome." And he said, "Thanks, Mom." And then he saw what time it was and he was like, "Dude, we gotta go." And then boom, just like that, the moment was gone and time was moving. Life is so funny. You know, 1 minute you're tearing up about the passing of time and how old everybody's gotten. And the next minute you're like racing around trying to find your keys again and getting annoyed because somebody left their dishes in the sink. So on the way out the door, I opened the fridge and I grabbed this beautiful corsage that I had made up at a local flower shop for Oakley's date because I figured with 24 hours to spare, he doesn't have time to do this. He took one look at it and was like, "Mom, she doesn't want a corsage. Don't bring that." And I looked at it. I'm like, "What? But it's so beautiful. Are you sure? I already told you, she said she doesn't want one." "Well, how about I just bring it with us? And if she wants to wear it, she can. If she doesn't, she doesn't have to." "Mom, please, I don't want you to bring it." I rolled my eyes at our daughter, Kendall, looking for some backup. And she even shook her head at me and was like, Mom, drop it. He's nervous. He doesn't really know this girl that he asked. Don't push it. I'll admit, I was annoyed. Maybe even a little hurt. I mean, I had spent all this time scrolling online, researching flower trends for the prom because I don't even know his date. So I didn't know what she'd like. So I tried to find something cool. And then I had ordered it and I had taken the time to go down and get it and pay for it. And here I was trying to do something nice for him. And instead of being grateful, he's barking at me. Plus, this is his first prom. I mean, what does he know? We're going to get there and then he's not going to have it. So I stuck the corsage in my purse and we head out the door to go to the place where everyone is taking the photos before the prom. Now, once we walk in, Oak introduces us to his date and she pulls out a boutonniere for his lapel and turns to my husband, Chris, and asks him, can you help me put this on Oakley's tux? I, of course, just could not help myself. I literally reach into my purse like I've got a winning lottery ticket and I pull it out and I'm like, Oakley said you didn't want something, but I had this made up for you just in case. Oakley shot me a look. If he could have killed me with his eyes, he would have. And I immediately, based on how angry he was, I wished I had just kept my mouth shut. And he then turns to his date and he kind of has this like, I'm so sorry look on his face. And he's like, you don't have to wear it. And she looked back. She's like, it's okay. I'll wear it. But not with any level of enthusiasm. And that's when I noticed she had made her own corsage, which she was already wearing on one of her wrists. Kendall rolls her eyes. Chris shifted. I mean, if I could have just evaporated in that moment, you know, like literally disappeared to another universe, I would have right then. Oakley like grabs the plastic container from me and then he opens it up. Everybody's kind of standing there, very awkward and shifting. And then he slides the corsage on her free wrist, which she thankfully had extended. Whew. And then Chris pinned on the boutonniere. We took a couple photos. And then out of nowhere, it starts to rain. And by rain, I mean downpour. No pictures outside. Everybody jams into the house. Rain hadn't been in the forecast. And not a single one of the 20 kids dressed in black tie or their parents had a rain jacket or an umbrella. I thought to myself, these kids are going to get soaked. But it didn't seem to faze the kids at all. They just kept talking in a group, carrying on like nothing was happening. And that's when I overheard them say, so, what do you guys want to do for dinner before prom? I leaned toward Oakley. You guys don't have a reservation for dinner before prom? Nope. I looked at my husband and said, they don't have a reservation for dinner? He shook his head. I guess not. Now, this didn't seem to bother my husband or my son, but boy, did it bother me. How the heck did 20 kids have no reservations or plans to eat before the prom? Our daughters, they'd had this stuff handled like a year in advance. But Oak and his friends, oh, they're just, you know, casually discussing their plans as a group. And I'm like, dude, what are you guys going to do for dinner? So he turns to me and says in that sort of nonchalant way that only a teenage boy can, oh, I don't know. I think we're going to head out to Amigos. Now, Amigos Taqueria, it is a great little taco place in the center of our town, but it's got maybe four tables. The entire place is the size of a shed. Well, all the moms freeze, and even the dads are now like turning their heads and questioning the plan. So 20 kids, fully decked out in black tie, hair, makeup, heels, they're planning to head out into this rainstorm with no umbrellas or rain jackets to this tiny little shed that serves tacos that maybe 10 of them can squeeze inside of before the prom? Well, I couldn't help myself. You know that feeling when your body is like two steps ahead of you and you just can't stop yourself from saying something or doing something irrational? Well, that was me. I had to do something. And in my defense, I wasn't the only parent who started to intervene. Because now dozens of parents are starting to swarm their kids in the group and trying to take control of the situation. Meanwhile, I break out my phone and I'm starting to search for restaurants that might have a reservation available for 20 people. Nothing. There was nothing. And I could kind of feel Kendall watching me. You know, like when somebody's sort of hovering over you. And she just stood there as I started to kind of call out to the other parents. Hey, guys, I can't find a reservation. I'll just look for a pizza place that delivers and we can have them deliver here. And that's when it happened. Kendall reached out and grabbed my forearm and she yanked her towards me and she looked me in the eyes and she's like, Mom, If Oakley and his friends want to go to a taco bar for pre-prom, let them. But it's too small for them to fit in, and they're going to get soaked, Kendall. Mom, let them get soaked. But his sneakers are going to get ruined. Let them get ruined. Kendall, they're brand new. Mom, you're being annoying. Let them show up to prom in wet tuxedos and dresses. Let them ruin their hair. Let them go eat where they want. It's their prom, not yours. Just drop it. Let them. I'll tell you what, the effect was immediate. Something inside me softened. It's like I could feel the tension disappearing. My mind stopped racing, and the stress of trying to control what was happening just evaporated. Why did I need to get involved? Why did I have to manage this situation? He's 18 years old. He has a cell phone. Why not worry about what I was going to do for dinner tonight rather than what they were? Why am I stressing about them at all? Let them. It's their prom, not yours. Mel, stop controlling it and judging it and managing it and making it your job and just let them. So that's what I did. As the other parents just kept trying to micromanage their kids and keep them at the house and order the pizza, I just walked up to Oak and smiled. Now what? He said. Nothing. Here's $40 for amigos. Have an awesome prom. He smiled wide. He gave me a huge hug and he said, thanks, Mom. We will. And then I watched as Oak and his date stepped out the door into the pouring rain. I watched them run through the storm and splash mud right up her gown, and it ruined his new sneakers. And you want to know what? I didn't care. In fact, it was kind of cute. Little did I know that one moment would fundamentally change my entire approach to life. Let them. What an amazing idea. Within a week, I could not believe how different I felt. I had started saying, let them, anytime I felt stressed, tense, or frustrated. And funny thing, I realized every time I said let them, it was always regarding other people. Let Oakley be mad that I'm not letting him stay out late tonight. Let Grandma read the news out loud. Did you hear about this? Let them do construction during the Monday morning commute. Let them leave dishes in the sink. Let my family be late to absolutely everything we do. Let my relatives be judgmental of my career. Let people hate the photo that I just posted online. Let my mother-in-law disagree with my parenting. Let them be sold out of bagels at the bakery. Two simple words, let them, changed everything. It was as if I didn't care and was weirdly above it all. The things that used to bother me just didn't. The people who used to annoy me just didn't. The tight grip that I had on life, it just started to loosen up. Situations at work that would normally stress me out or cause me to go home and complain to my family just rolled right off my back. Brain space that was once overflowing with just dumb annoyances or drama or worries, it was now available for more important things. And the more I said, let them, the more I realized that a lot of what I worried about, not worth my time, nor did it deserve my attention. And not everyone was worth my energy. It was liberating. The more I said let them, the more time I had for myself. Time to think, time to breathe, time to have fun, time to spend on what mattered to me. Time to take care of myself. I felt at ease, happy, and centered. And the impact, it was undeniable. Even Chris noticed. You seem different. And the fact is, I felt different. I felt so good. I just had to share this let them idea online. So I posted a 60-second video explaining the let them theory on social media. Here's what I said. I just heard about this thing called the let them theory. I freaking love this. If your friends are not inviting you out to brunch this weekend, let them. If the person that you're really attracted to is not interested in a commitment, let them. If your kids do not want to get up and go to that thing with you this week, let them. So much time and energy is wasted on forcing other people to match our expectations. And the truth is, if somebody, especially somebody you're dating or who's a friend or somebody you're trying to partner with in business, if they are not showing up how you need them to show up, do not try to force them to change. Let them be themselves because they are revealing who they are to you. Just let them. And then you get to choose what you do next. Holy cow. I couldn't believe what happened. Within 24 hours, more than 15 million people had seen that video. Within a week, it was 60 million, and there were tens of thousands of comments on the video. News outlets started writing articles about the Let Them theory and how effective it is. And people around the world started flooding my DMs and the inbox with questions and stories and examples of how they were using it. Next thing you know, psychologists and therapists are writing blog posts about this thing. I was so blown away by the immediate response, I recorded a podcast episode about the theory and my experience using it. Well, that episode, it took on a life of its own. It's been shared so many times. Apple named it the 6th most shared podcast episode of the entire year globally of all podcasts. And that was just the beginning. Because then the Let Them tattoos started rolling in. And I just want to give a huge shout out to all the tattoo artists and all of you that gave us permission to print your beautiful works of art. There are 3 pages of Let Them tattoos that are printed in the Let Them hardcover book. They're absolutely amazing. Let Them is by far the most powerful thing I've ever discovered. And the fact that people around the world were getting Let Them permanently inked on their bodies is honestly what inspired me to dig in and write this book. I had to understand why 2 words had such an immediate, profound, and universal impact on so many people. Researching the theory. I've spent the last 2 years researching the Let Them theory, why it works, and how you can use it to transform your life and improve your relationships with other people. And I am so excited to share absolutely everything that I've learned with you. Because in writing this book, I've spoken to many of the world's leading experts in psychology, neuroscience, behavioral science, relationships, stress, and happiness. And their research will help you apply the Let Them theory in countless areas and situations in your life. And as you're going to soon see, the science is very clear. This thing works, and it works really well. But this book isn't just about introducing you to the Let Them theory. It's really about a fundamental law of human nature, and that's this. All human beings have a hardwired need for control. See, we all have this innate desire to control everything about our lives, from our time, our thoughts, our actions, our environment, our plans, our future, our decisions, and our surroundings. Because feeling in control, that's what makes you feel comfortable and safe. So naturally, you just try to control everyone and everything around you, oftentimes without even realizing it. But what you're going to learn is that one thing you will never be able to control, no matter how hard you try. You will never be able to control or change another person. The only person you are ever in control of is you, your thoughts, your actions, your feelings. For far too long, you and I have been working against this fundamental law of human nature. You've been fighting to change people and battling to control situations or worrying about what people say, think, or do, because I did it too. The Let Them theory has transformed my entire approach to life and how I deal with other people. Because instead of resisting and working against the natural flow of human nature, I've learned to embrace it. Instead of wasting my energy on things I can't control, like what other people say, think, or do, I've learned how to pour my energy into what I can control, me. The result? I've gained more control over my life than I've ever had before. It's freeing. I finally stopped making other people a problem. And in doing so, my relationships, they improved in ways I never thought possible. It was almost like unlocking a door that had been sealed shut for years. And behind it, a life where I'm no longer weighed down by the need to manage everybody else. And you're going to experience the exact same thing. It is so empowering. Now, in the coming pages, you're going to learn all about the Let Them theory and the easiest way to start using it and how awesome it feels when you do. The first half of the audiobook is dedicated to you and the Let Them theory. And you and I are going to focus on 4 areas where you've been unknowingly giving your power away to other people. And whether you realize it or not, it's the reason why you feel tired and you're so stressed out. And so we're going to cover these four areas step by step and how you can use the Let Them Theory combined with the latest research to better manage your stress, to stop fearing other people's opinions, to deal with someone else's emotional immaturity. And I'm going to teach you how to finally overcome chronic comparison once and for all. Then we're going to move on to the second half of the audiobook, which is dedicated to using the Let Them Theory to improve your relationships. And you're going to learn that there are four ways that you've created problems in your relationships, and you probably don't even know it. I didn't either. What are we going to discuss? Well, we're going to cover how you can use the theory to master adult friendship, motivate other people to change. You're going to learn the proper way based on research to help someone who's struggling. And you're going to learn an entirely new way to think about love and what it means to choose the love you deserve. Everything that you're about to learn is supported by scientific research, but this by no means is a textbook or an academic paper. It's just meant to be a guide to applying the Let Them Theory to the most important areas of your life. And that's why I'm going to share all this with you in a way that's easy to understand, fun to listen to. There's lots of stories and specific takeaways. And listen all the way to the end because I also have some amazing resources at the end of the book, including two summaries that you can download for free that cover how to use the theory with kids and how to use it to be more influential at work. If you can promise yourself that you'll stick with me through this whole audiobook and listen and absorb and then start implementing what you learn, I guarantee you, life is going to get easier and your relationships are going to get so much better. This is going to be one of the most liberating and empowering things you ever experience. This isn't just about feeling better. It's about redesigning how you live your entire life. I cannot wait for you to discover the space, the power, and the freedom to experience your life the way you've always wanted to, on your terms. So let's jump into the next chapter, where I'm going to teach you exactly how to use it.